Hello, and welcome to African Children's Stories, a podcast by EduTab Africa. This is a site for children, educators, and parents that aims to promote a reading culture in Africa. Each week, we shall deliver intriguing stories to you. Today's story is titled Clever Jackal and Foolish Crow. It is published by the African Storybook Initiative. It is authored by Koleka Mabeta and illustrated by Benjamin Mishley. Huang Sehi will be our today's narrator, and I am your host, Magdalene Charongo.
Once upon a time, Jackal was walking around the bush. He was very hungry. He saw a crow flying above the trees with a big piece of cheese in his mouth.
That cheese looks delicious. I must find a way to get it, thought Jackal. Oh, I have a plan, said Jackal to himself while wiping his mouth quickly.
He did not want Crow to notice that he was hungry. Crow had been flying the whole morning. He was tired. He decided to sit on a branch of a tree. Jackal sat down under the tree where Crow was sitting. Jackal called with a huge smile.
Hello, Crow. You're looking very good today. Your feathers look glossy and healthy. You must be taking very good care of yourself.
Crow was very flattered to hear this. Crow always thought he was the strongest and most beautiful of all the other birds.
I hear you also have the most beautiful singing voice of all the other birds. Won't you sing a song for me this morning?
Crow was so flattered that he stretched his wings and prepared to sing for Jackal.
He pushed his chest out and let out a loud pitched sound.
As Crow started singing, the cheese fell to the ground right in front of Jackal.
Crow stopped and looked down.
Jackal grabbed a piece of cheese and ran into the bush. Crow was left angry and hungry.
Thank you for joining us this week on African Children's Stories. We hope you enjoyed this week's story. Feel free to share your thoughts and feedback with us. You can email us using the links on the description to find out more about our work. You can support us by subscribing and sharing with a friend, and that will help us reach more kids. Until next week, toodles!